Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It is a beautiful day. I always say it's a beautiful day if you get to see it. And today we are joined by Lisa Toppin. She's an agent with New York Life Company. Welcome, Lisa. How you doing?
Thank you. It is a beautiful day. Thank you so much.
Now, I'm excited about this because, first of all, we know you're legitimate. And we know you're legitimate because you got to give us your license number.
I do. Thank you. California license number 0105168. And for those in Arkansas, 418-910.
Awesome. So you've been chosen as our financial ask the expert in our discussion about our finances. Now, this is always a little tough. Lisa, what do you see as the biggest challenge in starting the conversation about our finances?
Well, Mel, the biggest challenge I see is people waiting to plan, waiting to get their finances in order. So many of us have made mistakes in the past, and nobody feels good about that, right?
Right.
And sometimes it's hard to face those mistakes, but I know and have seen where a financial strategy can correct those errors of the past. And so it really is about helping folks get to a place to do the planning and create the strategy. So the waiting is the biggest problem I see.
Right. Well, I know a lot of people feel like it's too late or that, you know, you have to have a lot of money to get started. Is that true?
Well, you know what? That's always a concern, I think, that shows up. But putting a plan in place for your financial future is so critical because we all have one.
Right.
We've all got a financial future. And so we can't wait for any reason to really start that process. And getting started as soon as possible is really key and really most important. People have different resources and different goals. So it's going to look different for everybody. Everybody's going to have a unique strategy that lines up with what's important to them. And so and whether or not you're a business owner, whether or not you're a family or even a single person, creating that that plan, whether it's for business goals or for retirement planning or for college funding, all of those things can be handled with a financial strategy.
What about that person that says, I don't have enough money to have a financial strategy?
Well, I think in order to really create wealth, you've got to start by putting a plan in place with where you are. It's about starting where you are.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you mentioned this $50 billion empowerment plan that New York Life has launched. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, New York Life has launched a $50 billion empowerment plan, which is really about an empowerment movement to create financial stability, economic opportunity, and multi-generational wealth in the Black community. So really, our goal is to create $50 billion of future income over the next 5 years in order to assist in closing the racial wealth gap in America. And someday we hope that these funds that we put in place will help secure college educations and new home purchases and business ventures and other lifelong dreams that folks in our community have.
Wow, Lisa, that sounds incredible.
Well, our focus, Mel, is really to educate and elevate our community on how to be wealth creators instead of wealth spenders. And I think the realization of this initiative is really going to change the financial future of our community. And so I think for us, we're looking at the fact that we've now hit the 50-year mark of Dr. King's vision for our community. And so now it's really time to make headway into the economic strides that are available to us.
And what exactly does that mean? What does that mean when the rubber meets the road for our community?
It means we've really got to start creating wealth instead of spending wealth. We have a tremendous amount of spending power as a community, but in terms of actually leaving wealth to the next generation and the generation creating intergenerational wealth, we've yet to really achieve that. And so that's the next step, if you will. We've created a certain amount of wealth in terms of income and opportunity, but now we've got to actually build upon that foundation and extend it to generations so that we have more opportunity.
I always like to say that we have to stop looking rich and actually be rich.
There you go. There you go. That captures it.
That's
exactly.
Awesome. Lisa, tell us how we can get in contact with you.
Certainly. I can be reached at 704-559-9424. Again, 704-559-9424.
Lisa, I want you to come back because we've got more questions for you. It's Lisa Toppin with New York Life. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.